When Janet D. Smith looks out on the carpet of wildflowers and unmown grasses at White Rock Lake, she sees the native blackland prairie that once covered much of North Texas.
I'm just guessing that maybe these yellow are some kind of coreopsis. The ones with the big seed heads are some kind of thistle. This is what covered our whole area of Texas. And we have so little of it left. There's just a few hundred acres. And to get it back here in the middle of an urban area is just such a gift.
But what the city and the expanding Dallas Arboretum may see are paid parking lots with at least 400 spaces and an additional parking garage in the future. Smith, who volunteers at the park, says this reclaimed prairie is so unique, White Rock became the first public park in the state to receive a Texas Land Stewardship designation. She says parking cars on the prairie would probably kill it.
And that weight is going to compress the soil and deprive it of air, which is one of the things plants need.
But the Dallas Arboretum says it needs the extra parking space to accommodate thousands of new visitors coming to its new children's garden, which opens next year. In fact, the Arboretum needs additional parking space beginning this weekend to serve the surge of visitors expected for the Chihuly Glass exhibit staged in the gardens. Wednesday, Dallas Council member Dwayne Carraway told Arboretum President and CEO Mary Briniger he'll fight to get the Arboretum parking near Winfrey Point at White Rock Lake.
I don't care what we have to do, but we're going to have parking at that Arboretum at White Rock Lake.
But whether Carraway and others can deliver on that may depend on what happens in court. On Tuesday, a judge granted residents near the park a temporary restraining order, which prevents Arboretum parking on the grassy areas until a hearing on May 14th.
Would you like to sign our petition or get more information about what we're doing?
Residents like Christy McCarty have already collected hundreds of signatures from White Rock patrons who oppose the new parking lots.
Why are you signing?
Because this is a beautiful area and we don't need a parking garage over here for sure.
McCarty says she's disappointed and angry the Arboretum and city didn't tell residents about the plans.
It's very disappointing that proponents of nature are willing to destroy nature.
Councilman.
At City Hall, Council Member Sheffy Cadane, whose district includes the Arboretum and White Rock, refused to talk to media because he's being sued by the citizens.
So I have nothing to say about it.
So did the Arboretum's Briniger.
I can't say anything about it now because that's a part of this legal problem that we have.
Briniger did say the Arboretum is coming up with an alternative short-term plan for parking during the Chihuly exhibit. What happens in the long term for the Arboretum and the native prairie may be the subject of a messy legal fight. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.